Anyone who has been, let's call it a successful parent, will tell you that raising a son or a daughter requires some self-sacrifice. Sometimes it means putting many things that you want to do on the back burner. I've had a lot of friends, Danny, in this season of life, ask me if I want to go golfing. It's like, I quit golfing a long time ago. I mean, I've let a lot of hobbies just slip away because family has been the priority. It's not like I do that perfectly, but there are some things I just don't even try to do because my kids and my wife take precedence over some hobby that takes 4 or 5 hours to do. Well, I'm John Fuller in the studio with Dr. Danny Huerta. He heads up our Focus on the Family parenting team. Let's go ahead and hear from Matt and Lisa Jacobson, who learned this principle of self-sacrifice as they were raising 8 very different children.
Lisa, let me ask you something that was on your website about that transition from, you know, working in a job that you enjoyed, getting married, then you talk about having kids, and now the importance of having at least one parent at home, and mom, is that going to be you? And that was a discussion Jean and I had. I mean, she was coming out of she was in the lab at a university teaching students about a gene splicing with nuclear material. I mean, I was like, what are you doing? And, when we were getting pregnant, that wasn't a good environment for the health of Trent. It would have been at that time. But setting that aside and then seeing the job of being a mom and the importance of it, how did you process all that?
Yeah, becoming a mother was a huge shock to me. Because I was raised in a home that was just more, a little more career minded. I traveled a lot. I had a lot of schooling. And so becoming a mother and all of a sudden having this huge responsibility in these little people was overwhelming to me. It was a big adjustment. And I thought I would be better prepared for it. I thought it was the first time I found myself in a place that I didn't feel like I was good at it. And I knew the stakes were high. Like, I knew I was impacting these people's lives. And so it really threw me on my knees to say, okay, Lord, you're going to have to help me see what I can do here and how I need to grow as a person.
Yeah, and I think, boy, I resonate with that idea that you came from a family that valued education, professionalism, the degrees. Isn't that true? Mm-hmm. I mean, Jean would have come from that as well. And I just think for that woman particularly to then value being a great mom and mm-hmm. what it's going to take to do that. There's so much pressure mm-hmm. on young women today to be everything.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't do it.
Yeah.
What advice in that way for that 27-year-old who's been married 2 years, they're talking about getting pregnant. What advice do you have for that woman who's maybe in a career that she's enjoying?
Well, so personally, I believe you get one shot at being a mother and impacting these children's lives. And so for me, I would say go all out and be a mother. And not that I didn't do other things occasionally, and I did have, I helped Matt with his business at times, but my whole focus was my home.
Let me ask you though, how does a woman, I agree, it's an mm-hmm. awesome responsibility to mm-hmm. put all your attention in that direction, not to derive, you know, what the world's gonna say, what are you doing? Don't you like selling things? I mean, no. but where did they derive their sense of meaning and worth in that regard? I think it's scrambled right now for mm-hmm. a lot of 25 to 40-year-old women.
Yeah, well, when I have a lot of younger women in my life that I disciple and mentor, and I tell them, I actually didn't do a lot of other things when I was raising young kids. I was mostly at home. It's a full-time job. And it makes such a difference, those foundational years, for more pleasant years ahead.
Well, do they exhale or do they get aggravated? Or both?
Probably exhale. They actually need permission to go, you know what, it's okay for this season. It doesn't mean it's going to be forever. They know that now that my kids are older and most of them are out of the house, that I am doing a lot of other things and I'm excited to do those things. But back then, I said, I just didn't really do much. I was really at home with my kids. And it made for pleasant teenage years, and they see the relationships I have with our 20-year-old daughters and sons, and it's a beautiful thing that those investment years totally, if you will, paid off.
Well, and I think what I'm driving at is trying to raise the value of being at home. I mean, it's priceless, and it's far better than selling credit cards, let me tell you. I think.
Well, absolutely. And when you have a vision for what God is doing in the world, and he's doing it through you with these first disciples that he entrusted to you, because you really are discipling them, right? And the Bible talks about raising your child in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And that can only happen with a real concerted focus. And again, putting the priorities where God puts them. Because God talks of children as this great blessing, this great inheritance that you're receiving.
Your quiver.
So am I valuing my kids in the manner that the Bible values them and the emphasis that the Bible places on them? And so if you align yourself with that kind of thinking, once again, I go back to the priority question. You always have time for your real priorities.
It's a great self-reflection.
Well, some great insights. And Danny, describe how you've had to put some things on the back burner. I mean, you're a busy guy, but while your kids were little especially, you tried to just make the home a priority.
Yeah, I had to put going to the NBA on the side, right?
Yeah.
John, I'm just joking. I love basketball and some of the basketball
the NBA,
leagues.
Yes. The NBA. I thought you said NBA.
No. Okay, yeah, not an MBA. The National Basketball Association.
You are a basketball nut. I mean,
I had to put that on hold.
Yeah.
Basketball leagues. I used to play
pickup leagues,
church leagues, and I said, well, that's one I need to put aside. And then board commitments. When I was asked to serve on boards, a young guy going in on the social work side with a variety of opportunities, I said no. Having to say no to those. Video games with the guys. Sometimes we'd get together and play football video games. And I said, guys, I think we're stopping. And when we were early marrieds or single, we would stay up for a while. And, you know, we didn't have anything else that we were going to do on a Saturday morning. And so we'd get together on Friday nights.
Yeah.
Right. And so now I said, we're already sleep deprived, so let's not worsen that.
Yes.
We need to be available for our families. So a variety of things like that. Some of them are funny. Some I wish I could bring back in on a consistent basis. I mean, exercise, workouts, things like that. We always have great intentions. But kids either get sick or have other things at inconvenient times, right,
yeah,
for that. So it's our commitment, the shifting of priority has been super rewarding. I've loved the shifting of that and what has occurred along the way.
Well,
this has been a shaping of
me. You've paid close attention to your children's interests, and if I'm not mistaken, that basketball, that passion you have for basketball became something you were able to do with your son Alex. And now he's playing basketball, right?
Yes, I got to coach him in baseball and basketball, and with my daughter, we've gotten to do art together. She's tried to teach me a little bit of that acrobatic silk stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say some gymnastic-related things.
That didn't go too well.
Okay.
But then doing other things that my kids have been able to teach me, some woodworking along the way. This has been an opportunity for me to learn alongside of my kids as well. What a joy it's been, John.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're not going to miss one more night playing video games with the guys, but doing that, you might miss an opportunity with your children. So weigh carefully, make good choices, and be encouraged. There is a season when it kind of comes back and you get that time back, if you will. So for more excellent advice from Matt and Lisa Jacobson, we do recommend their bundle of two different books. One is 100 Ways to Love Your Daughter, and the companion is 100 Ways to Love Your Son. We're putting those together and making them available to you when you donate to the work of Focus on the Family today. Make a monthly pledge of any amount or a one-time gift of any amount, and we'll send those books to you. All the details are in the show notes. And when you have a moment, be sure to look for an article we have online by Pastor Ted Cunningham called Preaching on the Importance of Family. It'll kind of lift your vision of who your family is and what God is calling your family to be. And that link is going to be in the show notes as well. More from Matt and Lisa Jacobson next time. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and our entire team, I'm John Fuller, and this has been the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.